WLNDFM, Signal Mountain, 98.1 The Lake. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
The following program has been pre-recorded. The information shared directly or indirectly on Vital Health Radio or by Whitfield Media Group is not to be understood as or misconstrued as medical advice. This information is not a replacement for your current health provider who is acutely aware of your current health state and course of treatment. Any information shared about a product or service discussed by any host or guest on Vital Health Radio is not to be interpreted as a doctor-patient relationship.
The following broadcast is a production of the Whitfield Media Group. Health, nutrition, lifestyle, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake. With your host, owner of Nutrition World, Ed Jones, and Clint Powell.
Good Sunday morning, Chattanooga. You've tuned in to Vital Health Radio, broadcasting from the Optimize You studio. I'm Ed Jones, better known around here as Captain Wellness, on a decades-long mission to defend your health, cut through confusion, and point you toward a life of strength and vitality. For over 40 years at Nutrition World, I've helped people rise above the pitfalls of modern living, and each week on this show, we explore the strategies, science, and simple daily habits that can keep you energized, resilient, and ready for whatever life throws your way. And as every hero needs a trusted co-pilot, joining me is my good friend and the guru of the common man, Clint Powell. Clint, how's the world treating you this morning?
I want to make sure I understand something and get some clarification on this AI-generated intro. Did you just call me Robin? Because if I'm a sidekick, it's going to be a rocky road. I am a hero unto myself.
Oh,
at the waffle, I wear a yellow and black cape with a Waffle House emblem on it. So I am Waffle Man or something.
Ooh, Waffle Man.
Yeah, that'll be good.
That will be the next week.
God, never mind.
Because you waffle a lot on what you say.
I don't. I'm very consistent on the foolishness that comes out of my face hole. I like that. That was a good intro, though.
It was.
It was. Yeah. It wasn't bad.
You know. It is written by AI, but what I call AI is a thinking partner. Thinking partners mean they're not my slave and they're not my master. Mm-hmm. I am evaluating it based on my intuition as I read it. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean that it's gospel, okay? Mm-hmm. Got that?
Sure. Yeah, whatever you got to say, man. We're good. AI.
Hey, let me tell you how AI worked again. And I tell my staff every other week the importance of embracing AI. I went and had a bunch of work done on my car. And I know that the guy who does it is fantastic. He's always honest. And I was actually wondering if I underpaid him. So I went on AI and just printed. I just typed, took a picture of the receipt. AI said, "Nope, you got a very fair deal." Mm-hmm. And that is Big Mike up in Hickson at Jack D. Wonderful, wonderful mechanics. Always do a great job.
I can tell you right now, I will never use AI to see if I've underpaid anyone.
There you go.
No, you are. You're a very moral Captain Principal, Captain Wellness, all the good adjectives and adverbs and nouns and pronouns or whatever.
How can I argue with that?
You can't. You know. Show's over, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep.
Have a healthy week. Hey,
I'm going to have you explain the amazing bargain at Black Friday. What's going on?
At least that didn't throw me a curveball. Yeah. If I'm not mistaken, and I'll look over at one of our trusty marketing people, who gets the privilege of being part of this without being on the camera. Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, and Cyber Monday all have the same special. It's 50% off any one item, and that excludes pet food, if I'm not mistaken.
Bingo.
And I think you can actually do this online as well on the Cyber Monday part of it, and even Saturday. So there you go. It is 50% off any one item excluding pet food. That is for Black Friday at Nutrition World. It's right there on Lee Highway across from the old sports bar. Now it's Fit Central.
Yes. Perfect.
Near the 153 exit.
And we are doing it partially again to show appreciation for Chattanooga's support of Nutrition World for 46 years. Secondly, you know, there are people right out on the kind of the fence line of, you know, I'd like to try something for my sleep. I'd like to do this. I'd like to do that. I don't know. But with 50% off, I mean, there's a lot of these products at 50% off. I'm losing money. I'm not making any money on a lot of the things that people will buy, but it gives you a chance to truly try something out.
I'll make this one last thing on it. I also think people should, and understand what I'm about to bring up, is not subject to the 50% off. You don't get 50% off gift cards.
Yes. Thank you.
However, I do think gift cards, it's a great time to go ahead and get two or three gift cards to put in the stocking for Christmas. Again, there's no discount on gift cards because they're gift cards. But while you're there taking advantage of the Black Friday, the Small Business Saturday, and the Cyber Monday deals, I would go ahead and pick up a gift card for your friends and family.
And I know I'm biased, but what a better gift you could give someone who is struggling with some issues of energy, health, or this or that. I think the world has changed and turned the corner that we certainly are not making expensive urine any longer. That was the old standard reply for probably the first 35 of my 46 years by anyone in the medical field. It's expensive urine. Well, they're not saying that anymore. They may not say they really know what they're doing, but they do say there's value in embracing the nutraceutical world. One question I encourage my staff members to ask if they're having a good conversation with clients or customers is at this point of the year, ask, what are your health goals for 2026? That's an important question I think we should ask ourselves. And keep in mind, we have wonderful assistants at Nutrition World. We have websites that are very, very informative. So you can type in the questions you have, or you can make an appointment with some of our coaches. We have Julia, who's a registered dietitian, Dr. Deering, the pharmacist of 30 plus years. We have Amber, who is amazing with gut and GI issues. None of these are treating the medical problem. They are empowering each client to learn how to be better on their own and checking with other people they trust. And then we have Amy, who's very skilled and schooled in fitness and in some and weight control. And then we have James will be coming on, who has been really studying the protocols for mold and Lyme. That is a pretty heavy duty issue, especially mold in this city. It really is. So asking that question, as I wrote that note, I ask myself that question. Ed, this is Ed, okay?
Do you want me to just read it?
No, why don't you ask me the question? What are your goals for healthy for your goals for 2026, Ed?
What are your goals to be more healthy in 2026, Ed?
You know, I haven't thought about that, Clint.
I'm known for my pivotal, just very poignant, well-timed questions. Okay. There, Ed.
You were the podcast king of the city, but I don't think anyone who just listens in was going to believe that. But what are my goals? One is I speak constantly about the damaging effects of seed oils. What are seed oils? They're vegetable oils. They're canola oils. They are safflower, sunflower, all of those. And I'm going to do more and more, which I feel like decreased them by 90%, but I want to go maybe 95%. I'm not going to live in a cave. I'm going to have my one salad if I go to Malone's on Saturday night with light dressings, and there's nothing you can do about salads if you're getting them somewhere else. But I am going to do my best at that. Secondly, I'm going to work harder at, and I think Clint might echo this, work harder at creating a better sleep environment so I can hopefully get more consistent REM and deep sleep. One of the most common practices, not in this country, but in other countries, of torture is sleep deprivation. It truly makes fools of all of us. I'm just completed my medical every 2 years for being a pilot. And one of the big chapters in that is lack of sleep. And it almost makes me laugh when I did the study on it just yesterday. They're saying, well, now as a pilot, you realize how you have to be very sharp thinking. And to do that, you have to have 8 hours a night. And I'm thinking, 8 hours a night? It's rare I get 8 hours. 6 to 7. And yes, 8 would be great. How many do you get a night, you think?
I get probably between 6 and 7. My issue comes from now it's saying I'm getting good sleep, and I still feel like, so now I've got other issues, apparently.
Well,
way to go. They don't make a whoop for that.
The other issues, they don't make a
whoop. Yeah. Other psychological issues.
Well, I am going to also stay committed to the path of fitness. I think I'm addicted to that because it does help me in every way possible at the gym and exercising. And we all need 10,000 steps at least 5 days a week.
How much more you got on your list? Because I have a trick question.
I want to stay committed to something in my life that's a creative path. Mm-hmm. Creative means I'm not getting to a finish line. I'm not trying to accomplish. I'm not trying to win. I am doing that now, playing the violin with a wonderful instructor that I go once a week. And I probably will not play for anyone for at least 3 more years. So this is a solo journey. I just want to let you know that.
Okay.
And so don't be asking for violin music your wedding.
Well, three things you said there that I don't know where any of those came from, but thank you for saying that out loud. So my question to you, though, is on that list, and I like it, can you added a little bit of this, but is there one thing you're going to do, you're going to add, and one thing you're going to subtract? Like, is there something new you're going to start doing? Because you said you're going to keep doing the creative, you're going to keep doing this, but are there things you're looking at going, I want to add something new out of the box?
I am thinking some really stupid, funny things I could say.
Don't say those.
You're lucky I'm not on ketamine today.
No, you're lucky you're not on ketamine today. The rest of us are fine. We're not jeopardizing our business. You are.
I am going
Or something you're
going
to stop doing.
No, I'm going to... Yeah. What I'm going to do less of... And not by any large degree, is work a little bit less.
Okay, good.
That's something I have had a trouble with for way before COVID. So that is kind of the
issue. That's a lame thing, but cool. All right, cool. Yeah. I was thinking you'd add something. All right, maybe.
All right, brother. Well, you're listening to Vital Health Radio, where wellness meets wisdom. So stay tuned. We're going to be right back.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalaford Road and I-75.
Real Estate Investors, here's a cash flow deal. 3 wooded acres on Lookout Mountain with a 3-bedroom home already rented for $1,150 a month. Plus, there's acreage to build 1 or 2 more homes on the property, just minutes from Macklemore Resort and Cloudland Canyon at 754 Dale Trail, Menlo, Georgia, and priced well under $200,000. Contact me, Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 423-315-1815, or check it out at georgiahomeforsale.com.
Hey, Chattanooga, are you ready for some SEC college football? Well, we are. I'm Sean Whitfield. Join Stephen Hargis, sports editor with the Times Free Press, and me each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. for College Football Radio on Rock 103.7. Start your SEC college football game day with us. We'll talk nothing but SEC college football. College Football Radio on Rock 103.7 each Saturday morning at 9 a.m., a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Hey Chattanooga, Josh Porter here for Optimize You, Chattanooga's number one clinic for both men and women's hormone replacement. Are you suffering from fatigue, low libido, or just not feeling yourself? We are the answer you have been looking for. My team and I are here to help you become yourself again. So find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
Hi, I'm Blake Watson.
And I'm Sean Whitfield. Join us every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Your Home Radio, presented by Blake Watson with Epic Realty on 98.1 The Lake.
Don't know where to turn for advice or have questions related to your home? Are you a do-it-yourselfer?
We are your home source for useful tips and guidance from many great home improvement professionals.
If you miss any episode, go to your favorite podcast podcast platform and search Your Home Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio. I'm Ed Jones here again with my co-host Clint Powell. Together, we've been honored to bring you insights on health and well-being every single week for the past 7+ years. And today is no exception. So let's dive back in, Clint.
Yes, sir.
All right.
I'm ready to go when you are.
We have one of our regular super guests, Marlene Guerin from Be Well Labs, right next to the studio here. And you are the amazing founder of that business. How long have you been doing that? Because we're talking about blood testing. We're talking about how you can empower your health through self-decisions and not have to function within a crazy broken system. Okay. How long have you been in business?
Thank you, Ed. And Clint, thanks for having me here. It's nice to walk across the parking lot. That's kind of a nice option. We've been in business now. This will be our 10th year we've been doing Extra Labs.
Oh.
Yes. So we have been, and we kind of was a milestone. You know, we started there in your store doing some things. You know, it's been 6 years there doing that. So after COVID, we kind of decided to embark on that adventure. And it's kind of just grown from there, which has been exciting.
How long have you been, because you moved from behind Nutrition World to over here. How long have you been moved over to the new spot?
Good question. We started there June the 2nd of this year. So it was a good year to kind of start things. We've been over there for five months now. We're there, had our open house in October. So we're getting the feel and getting our customers back that have been over there for the several years, coming back over to our new location.
Did you add, well, and then I'll let Ed take over. Did you add some services though? Because I know you're doing all the IV therapies.
We did. We did. So again, we're trying to be more well-rounded for our clients. We felt a need to grow and expand. And part of that was because we wanted to offer them more services that they needed. So in order to the Begin With Labs, we opened that as a .com. So that's something that people can search, goes to our website. We offer our health testing that we do. With this new location, we were able to offer a nurse practitioner to come in and do some IV therapy. That's been excellent.
Now, what does that actually mean for a person who doesn't understand?
It gives a couple examples.
Thank you. Thank you for, to verify that. We have a lot of people we feel like in our community that are experiencing some and going and doing some IV therapy. We're calling this a medical IV therapy. So when we come in and with the nurse practitioner, she's had experience with this. We're having people evaluated to see what they need. So again, we can do lab testing to see what they're low on, which is great. We can also add those into a vitamin mix to make them feel better. So we have several different programs, one of which would be just for hydration, one's for immunity, one's to help, you know, inflammatory. So it depends on what you need and what we give you to help you feel better.
I got one of the IVs for, I think, immunity, and then I got some stuff for inflammatory. But my sister brought in three or four of her coworkers and had a thing there. And then she sent in another friend of hers, Joanna, that brought in one or two of her friends.
Excellent.
And it's because you have, it's not, when we say IV therapies, again, you mentioned a few, but it's, you've got a pretty good list of different ones for energy to hydration to immunity, all that
we
stuff.
We do. And we also look at your history, your symptoms, maybe what you've been doing before, or if this is a brand new treatment, we try not to make it scary. So you weren't scared, were you?
No, I don't get scared about that stuff, no.
No.
Other stuff scares me here.
This is good. Yeah. So we have a nice IV treatment room where we can seat 3 to 4 people at a time. They can have like a little group meeting in there.
I can tell you this, it's the nicest air quote clinic.
Yes.
It's really not. It's super nice.
Thank you.
I've done a fantastic job.
Unlike any that I've ever been in. It's very comfortable.
It's cozy.
Calms me down instead of makes me feel cold and insecure.
Yeah.
And those IV therapies, I've done many over my years. And, you know, you can just walk in and pick a choice, right?
You sure can.
Yeah.
And, you know, here's the other thing we have to think about. Sometimes it's post, like, a surgery. We've had people come in. Mm-hmm. Hey, I'm having this done. I want to get in the best health. Some's after a sickness, which maybe needs some hydration or something too. Or it's just, you know, prevention of things. It's like, you know, ladies with hair loss will come in, hey, I need some biotin now. It's amazing how quickly that can work. But again, the glutathione has been really a game game changer for a lot of people.
That's so, anti-aging yes, in every it aspect.
Is.
Glutathione is what we have a lot of at 15 years old, that we certainly lose considerable amounts as we age every decade. And that is what detoxes every chemical almost can be detoxed by glutathione. Helps the liver, helps so many different functions. And you have the vitamin C IV, right?
We do.
Okay.
And we've had a few clients come in for cancer, you know, prevention, and getting, maybe they're getting some high dose, you know, as long as they have protocols kind of for that and they've been doing that, we've been able to kind of meet that criteria as well. So we try to meet people where they are with what they need. And this is offered as another complete service for that.
Well, and you're helping people partner with their team. You're not treating their medical diseases, but you're partnering to empower them. Now, I have to brag about Chris. He's a physician's assistant. Mm-hmm. Not everybody knows what a PA actually is, probably, but they're very highly trained, and they are. He's been working in the acute care medical field for, I think he said, 12 years. Mm-hmm. This is a guy who has seen it all as far mm-hmm. as, I'm feeling terrible, I don't know what's wrong with me, help me. Mm-hmm. And so he is in the position of being a wonderful team member. If you're sick and you need somebody, you're scared, you don't know what's going on, is it serious? Chris could be the guy that could really define that. And I can tell you, and I'm not saying it because I'm just trying to brag on Chris and your clinic. I have been to many walk-in clinics, not for me, but for people who wanted me to go with them. And it is sadly often very much mediocrity is what I find in many cases, and sometimes incompetence. Mm-hmm. I rarely find exceptional service. Chris is on the level of exceptional, A+, listens intently, thinks very deeply, and also balances it with risk against benefit, which they don't do at other clinics. It's all about medicine, medicine, medicine. Let's give you the four medicines, which are steroids, antibiotics, painkillers, and something else, and go home and you'll be better. Mm-hmm. Well, it does decrease pain and makes you feel better to have those, but they have a lot of side effects and are not really increasing healing in most cases. So put on your list your place for acute care sickness.
Yes, and Chris Lazoo has been excellent with that. And again, adding to our list of, you have many practitioners, we do too. But to recognize sickness is very important, because you can't get well until you finalize the chapter on sickness. Mm-hmm. And then giving people options on how to get better is an excellent idea. And he's been able to meet that with a lot of people. A lot of the clients, do they need a prescription? Maybe, mm-hmm. but maybe they take that with them and they don't feel it. Give them the other options they can do. So it's been great to have him as just a medical evaluation to see if they need a prescription.
Absolutely.
Rule out sickness.
Yeah, sometimes it may be the definition of a win may be that I get this 5 or 6 times a year. Mm-hmm. Maybe this year I only get it 2 or 3 times. Maybe it usually lasts 9 days. Maybe because of the mm-hmm. traditional medicine now with the green pharmacy, maybe it only lasts 3 days.
Bingo.
Or maybe it's the duration's the same, but the symptoms aren't as severe. There's so many different ways to categorize what a win is. Sometimes it's not about just being sick or not being sick. Sometimes it's about the journey of getting less sick. And it takes a minute. Mm-hmm.
It does. And I like that idea. And again, we have many people that we're partnering with that this is kind of a specialty that he does that nobody else is really doing. So we like that. We'd like to partner with other practitioners. And, you know, we send them back. It's not like we're trying to be your doctor, but we have so many people who get in that gap, that get stuck in the gap, and they don't know how to get out. He can also, write scripts for physical therapy. We do cash offering, x-rays, and imaging. So many things that are so important that he has access to mm-hmm. that a lot of people don't know. So thank you for bringing
that
up.
I love your statement. People find often they fall into the gap. And the gap means in between insurance restrictions, offices that are not able to get you appointments in timely manners, to people who only know the straight pharmaceutical industry and not the bigger toolbox of so many other options. And you are piecing together that, like, if Chris needed to talk to Dr. Deering, the pharmacist, he would have him at access. He could text him and say, hey, this patient is taking this drug. can you tell me some side effects or tell me something else to inform them? So it's also a wonderful service.
I do. And I also think sometimes people get trapped into the stereotypes of what a clinic is too. Mm-hmm. You know, the AirQuit walk-in clinic's a great thing, but I only use it breaking case of emergency. Mm-hmm. There really isn't a reason to go back to them again or engage with them again. It's very transactional instead of having a place that maybe can do a little bit of that, but then all of a sudden becomes a partner with me on the next steps.
Mm-hmm. And so, that's exactly where we're trying to get to with our clients is what are those steps? And like you said, reducing sick times and durations and things is, like you said, a win. But it also is a good way just to kind of, you know, you're trending in the right direction.
Yeah.
You know, we partner a lot with Nutrition World and all the people there about the right supplements they need to be on to shore up their foundation. And just analyzing, is that working, you know, with them?
Yes. And I can tell you from my obvious 46 years of listening to people, when you have a really bad sickness like flu, as my daughter does right now, and a lot of people do. I mean, Scott's wife's a school teacher. She said, like every third person seems to have it up there in Saudi or Sail Creek. Scott gets insulted when I say Saudi because it's like he thinks that's lower IQ than Sail Creek.
Well, I love everyone for the radio show's sake.
So when people have these really bad sicknesses from COVID to all of those to food poisoning to stomach bugs, many times they go to the ER because they truly feel that they're one foot in the grave. But truly, if they can get an IV in 2 hours, they're like 60% better because it's dehydration that can cause the whole system to shut down. And because electrolytes are actually the electrical conductivity of the heart and the brain, well, of course, if the electricity goes out, your lights go dim. And that's what's happening when many sicknesses happen. And an IV is, and within an hour, you have replenished them that you can't do drinking and eating like that.
I know. I like what some of the doctors said. You know, they remember using that when they were in residency.
Yes.
Because they immediately felt the relief, you know, they could go back to work, which is mm-hmm. what they needed to do.
When they were working, where they pushed to work those tons of long hours, they couldn't get sick. Mm-hmm. And they when they did get sick, they did exactly what you heard, is which mm-hmm. is they're doing the IV to get back on the floor. Mm-hmm. Well, I know that Clint explained on the first segment about Nutrition World's offer for Black Friday and Cyber Monday and 50% off any one item, which is, we're going to be crazy.
Yeah,
I can just tell you that.
Minus
pet food. But you also have an offering for one of those days.
And
you will be
there. Are you going to be up there at the store a little bit too?
I do. I want to come and be there. Again, you know, I started there in the store, so it's kind of nice to come back. We also are offering Chris to come in once a month. He's coming in just to do some consultation. Mm-hmm. So, you know, be seeing our faces up there too. But we are going to offer something that kind of showcases our clinic. We offered this in calling it a body blueprint. So what that has, it's a complete package that has labs, has a urinalysis with it, a body composition with our Niseka machine. We do vital signs there, and we're also doing the lab review with Chris, the physician assistant. So this showcases the whole offerings. That's a $500 value, and on Black Friday, we're going to offer that for $250.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
It's a nice option, a good feedback. So here's my whole thinking was, do you have someone in your family that's sick or you think they're not quite well and you don't know what to get them for Christmas? This would be a great opportunity without being nosy and trying to tell them you need to get this done or you need to follow up on this. This would be a great, nice way to give them a gift. And what we're doing, if you purchase this at the Nutrition World store on Black Friday, I'm giving you a coupon for $50 that you can use for any lab testing or IV therapy. So it's kind of a gift back to you for giving the gift of health to someone else.
That is truly a once in a lifetime offer that you're doing. And to make it clear, we don't even have any financial connections between you and I.
Correct.
We support each other because we both respect each other. And some people may be thinking, oh, I get a physical every year. Let me tell you what the blood work on a physical is. Generally, it's a CMP and a CBC. Those will cost $70. They simply do not have the amount of information necessary to make wise decisions as to a plan of action to maintain optimal health. If you want regular health, well, then join the club of tired, often sick, usually not sleeping, overweight, and aging fast and getting weak. Well, I don't want to be in that club. Do you, Clint?
I'm sorry, I was asleep and aging and weak over here. My fault. But I'm sure I agree with you, Ed.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. So to do that, to not do that club, join maybe your club, Marlene, and get this big panel done with all these services and have a team of not... You still want your doctor. You need the gatekeeper. You need the physical. There's nothing wrong with that, but it isn't encompassing what we need for the long haul. If you listen to Dr. Peter Attia, we need medicine 3.0. We don't wait for the disease to happen and then figure out how to basically treat it, not even look into why it happened. So you are doing medicine 3.0 with the offering, and nobody has done an offering of this level at 50% off. In order to get this kind of blood work. What a gift of love for yourself and to family members. And men are hard-headed.
Yes, so and that's so, what I was going to say. Yes. You know, women, this is your opportunity to get this without being very forceful and saying you need to have this done. You know, this could be a nice, you know, stocking stuffer. You just put that in the bag, mm-hmm. you know, make their appointment. We'll take care of all the rest. We'll make sure that they're healthy and well and they start their year off correct. So this would mm-hmm. be a great health. Could think of how long it could last if you got somebody projected on the right health journey. Could be mm-hmm. lasting for a whole, you know, the entire
life. And a lot of people, as they age, they end up having these serious diseases, or they even drop dead. And many times it's like, but he had good cholesterol. He went to the doctor just 2 months ago. Everything looked good. That's not getting it anymore, people. Yeah. We can tell by the stories of our life, if we've lived some decades, there's some missing links in this thing because this shouldn't be happening. We're designed in a body that is, one, very good at self-healing, but not if we don't know what's within it and the imbalances that go on. And when you're 20 and 30, you can slide by. 40, yeah, maybe. But at 50 plus, you are on a risky, slippery slope if you don't have this information. And here's your one chance to do that.
The missing element is knowing where you start. That's the missing element. We mm-hmm. usually don't ever address anything until my finances when I'm broke,
yes.
right?
Mm-hmm.
My health when I'm or my weight when I'm overweight. Mm-hmm. All the things are, I feel like something's not right, then I address it. Mm-hmm. Most of the time, we just don't go, you know what? Before I get there, I'm going to go get the blood work and I'm going to go do the stuff at Summit. I'm going to go do this comprehensive mm-hmm. thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Have all of these starting points. Then the 90-day plan I put in place will be very targeted and more effective. So by March, not only will I look better, I'll be better.
That's perfect. Exactly. Just like, and Marlene and I are both of the nature of partnering, like Vascular Institute has a $99 special to get to see if you have any lacks of blood flow in the vascular area.
I'll be doing that soon. I love that. That's
yes.
fantastic.
She just brought me, Tracy brought me some flyers on that. Summit, like you mentioned, Summit. I did the VO2 max testing. I've got jewels of information from doing each of these things. And Marlene has supported me for years with all of my blood work, with my neurotic nature at times. But it helps me to decide what supplements don't I need? What supplements maybe I need, but sometimes it's I need less of something. So, and we have, you know, we have helpers at the store. Marlene has wonderful knowledge. She has Chris at her business. Again, Begin With Labs is the website.
BeginWithLabs.com.
And, you know, Chris can't be there like the 18-hour open clinic, but he can be there. He's there as much as your doctor would usually be at an office, so you can schedule and come in and see him.
He is, and we're kind of extending hours if we need to for our clients. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we've kind of started with a grand, you know, when our opening was smaller hours, you know, 30 a week. Now we're kind of growing that a little as needed, and we take appointments on Saturdays, so we're seeing an increase with that as
Tell real quickly where are you located?
Okay, 6025 Lee Highway, Suite 101 in Chattanooga. Just two blocks away from Nutrition Worlds, what we've been telling people. And they recognize us more by the same side of Sam's, but next to the Boy Scout entrance. So people
Yes, I pulled
that.
In there last evening because I left work and had a flat tire.
Oh, no.
So I was... Chris couldn't help me with that.
Way to end it on a downer, Ed.
I know, Chris. Hey. And nobody was there at the clinic to help me change a tire, okay? So you can't do everything, but what you do really well, okay?
Real quick, what's the website again if people want to find out more?
Thank you. Yeah. So beginwithlabs.com.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
All right, Clint. Thank you, Marlene.
Thank you.
So stay with us. Vital Health Radio will be right back with more ways to live strong and to live well.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio. We'll be back after these brief messages.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com. Click on past shows or go to your favorite podcast location. Search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle. A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait, and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline. It's our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health, that's the Vascular Institute difference. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least 3 times. Well, this isn't about a company, it's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app. Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats. Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless. Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Go to your favorite podcast platform and search Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You.
Join Sean Whitfield, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a podcast about fitness, health, and bodybuilding.
We feature the best in fitness and bodybuilding right here in Chattanooga.
You can expect workout advice and fitness tips from two of the best fitness and bodybuilding trainers in Chattanooga.
Many great guests and inspiring conversations.
A lot of laughs and entertainment to go along with it.
Subscribe and follow Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, today.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio on 98.1 The Lake each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com or find us on all major podcast platforms. Just search On the Move Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio and podcast. This is the show that believes knowledge is power, and that by embracing proven health strategies, we can all live longer, healthier, and more vibrant lives. I'm Ed Jones with my co-host Clint Powell, and we're glad you are with us. What is your podcast, Mr. Clint Powell?
I have a bunch of them, from crime to politics, from veterans to health, history, you name it. We have a podcast for it, over 15 local podcasts. You can find all of them at nougapodcast.com. Podcast is plural. nougapodcast.com. And so you can search that for all those local ones. And at the same time, this radio show comes out as a podcast most of the time on Monday nights, but for sure on Tuesdays on your favorite podcast platform. Just look for Vital Health Radio Download on your favorite podcast platform. If you're not listening to it on Sundays live like you should be, everybody's got their listening parties right now going on, pancakes, and they're listening to the radio show.
Pancakes?
Yeah.
I bet you're a pancake lover.
I freaking love a good pancake. Oh my gosh, pancake and waffles.
Yes. With margarine on it and artificial maple syrup.
Ooh,
oh, yeah.
Man.
All right. Hey, do you see place in Northgate called Culver's Restaurant? It's spelled C U LVERS. You know, I like to see everybody opening to see if there's any chance in Haiti that they offer any healthier options. I don't care if it's only two out of their menu of 70. Culver's is not one of those. They get my award for despicable. They actually brag about the fact that everything is cooked in 100% canola oil, which is the seed oil that damages the cardiovascular, raises the risk of that by damaging the mitochondrial and endothelia within the body. So just throwing that out. Culver's at Northgate is off my list. And
usually you only bring in the good ones. They must have really frustrated you.
They did. It was made me mad when I looked up that they bragged about canola oil. They said they changed in 2007 so that we don't use unhealthy fats.
I'm going to look up canola oil right now.
Yeah, look it up. If you see the video on how it's made with the chemicals and hexanes and all the things that it takes to derive these oils, these are so toxic that within themselves, the chemicals are endocrine disruptors. That means your hormones are really being battled with these harsh chemicals.
See,
and.
But hold on a second. I know you got something to read, but we got a few minutes. I'm going to hijack this thing for a minute. This is why it's so confusing. As the layperson,
I don't care what you read.
You're going to love this. I Googled, is canola oil bad for you? You ready for this? It gave me two answers, one on top of the other. Answer one, Ed, canola oil is rich in good fats and helps reduce the risk of heart disease when used instead of saturated fats, reducing LDL cholesterol in blood. Immediately underneath it, potential health risks. Based on some animal studies, canola oil may have negative effects on inflammation, memory, and health and heart health. So, if I'm just somebody that's working, trying to take my kids to school, you know, love my God, my country, and my woman, and all of a sudden I want to be healthy, and I look it up, I go, screw it, just put, I don't know. I don't have time to research this. Just give me the bag of fries with canola oil.
Or you could go to NutritionW.com.
But my kid's crying, and I've got to get to church at Sunday morning.
Yeah, but when they don't, when you have downtime, you have to, when you know better, you do better. When you don't know better, you're going to usually make wrong decisions. So
just listen to Ed.
Listen to
that's
your
a t-shirt
team.
We should sell at Nutrition World.
And everybody just listen on to it. Yeah. Yes. All right. Local honey. Because after the holidays, we need to kind of work harder at cleaning our act up. And we can do too much of this. But don't forget, Nutrition World has the best local honey that I personally have ever eaten. And it's from a wonderful, wonderful beekeeper. And secondly, the Amish community offers the apple butter that we offer. And we have sold thousands of jars of that. So during the holidays, at least bring in, and this is unsweetened apple butter.
You have apple butter there? I did not know that. I love apple butter.
Do you? And now it's unsweetened, and it still has enough sweetness to keep me very, very happy. So some of these small little changes can really maybe make some positive impacts, because the apple butter with all the sugar is very, very loaded in very high
but
levels of sugar.
In reality, that's how most of the big changes happen in life, little changes at a time.
Little changes,
add
yes.
up. Yeah.
Yes.
That's how you get sick to begin with. Usually it's little stuff that happens over time.
And many of you may have or may not have seen my video that Cody posted on my drink that I drink every night. And it's not tequila. It's earlier in the evening. Later in the evening when I sometimes have a little craving, maybe a little hungry. No, I'm not going to make it through the night without some kind of nutrition, because I do eat early suppers about 4 to 4:30. It is my drink using Ancient Nutrition Protein. It's the best drink I've ever had for keeping me happy.
I got to look up how much that blender costs, too, because the blender, to me, makes a big difference.
It's a deal breaker if you don't have a blender.
No, so, hey, that blender you got. I like the whatever it's
Magic
called.
Bullet.
Yeah.
Is that the name? Yeah, Magic Bullet. And I use the protein powder. I use half of the containers, half and half organic. I use half water. Organic blueberries frozen. Absolutely got to have frozen. The regulars will not work because of different reasons for taste. And I use a small amount of granola from Nutrition World that does not have seed oils.
The blender's only like $15 or $30.
Oh, I know.
Yeah,
it's
they're
so
not that
cheap.
Expensive. Yeah.
Yes, and it's so easy to clean out. So if you are struggling at night with, I want something sweet, I can't stop thinking about food, I know I shouldn't, but so instead of grabbing stuff that's unhealthy, look at my video. I think it's on Instagram and on Facebook.
Can I ask you a question? Other than the blueberries, could you use strawberries too? You could use any berry you wanted, right?
Yeah, I'm picky because blueberries have the only food proven to maybe truly help to extend memory.
But you
as
could
we
put
age.
A few different, you could you put could. Blueberries and you strawberries could. In it. Okay,
could.
I'm going to go try it tonight. Yep. I'm going to the store to get it tonight.
Yep. Brian Johnson, I don't know if you know much about him, Clint. He's the many, many millionaire. It might be a billionaire. I'm not sure. Who retired 10 years or 12 years ago. And he's about, I think, 52 years old. But he's devoted. He spends $1 to $2 million a year on supplements and on life-extending techniques.
Is this the guy saying he doesn't want to, he's going to try to live forever?
Nah, he jokes about the forever, but he's hoping to live to 120 healthy. And that hasn't happened before. Yeah, those people live to 120, but are they out there playing pickleball? No, probably not. And they're certainly not chasing women.
Wow.
Are they? Are they?
I was not prepared to take that turn.
Oh, okay. Well, that was a question and answer, but you didn't give a really good answer on that.
Well, you formed it in a statement. I didn't know a statement. But you did know. You said, do they? So, no. Okay. No, they don't, Ed.
Oh, no, they. Okay. Yeah. Well, he's hoping that maybe that can happen at 119. But he is a nut, and he's a good nut. Because
who would his target be? A 70-year-old? But he's 120 and 50 years older than everybody. Okay, I'm sorry. Keep going.
But
sir,
he spends the money to get real data on all of these. How do we eat? How do we consume different liquids? How do we sleep? What kind of machines can help us? What drugs are potentially going to extend our lifespan? But he does it from a risk-benefit standpoint, which is how I live my life. But I have to guess most of the time he actually has a crew of people because he said he spends $1 to $2 million a year on this. So he came out the other night, and you and I both know this. Well, I don't know if you know it, Clint, but well,
I probably
know it.
Do.
You probably do, I'm sure.
Yeah.
On my R ring, and probably on your Whoop too. Whoop. Is that how you pronounce it?
I don't know. Whoop.
Whoop. Oh, it's Whoop. Yeah. If we have a heart rate that increases in the evening, almost entirely it's going to be deleterious. That's a big word. I know. It's a lot of a little
That's a Scrabble word.
Yeah, yeah, it is. Yeah. And it's going to be negative to our REM and deep sleep. So I've struggled with that because sometimes my R-ring says your heart rate increased last night by 6 beats a minute. Well, he had his really good chart here for the things that help to lower and also the things that raise your heartbeat at night. And he says, your protocol. This is Brian Johnson. He's on Instagram. Look him up. B-R-Y-A-N, not spelled the other way. Okay, finish all food 4 hours before bed. I kind of do that, except for my drink. But I've not found the drink to elevate my pulse rate. Other foods do. Used to eat yogurt at 6:30. It elevated it, and other foods did. Avoid heavy, large meals. Anyone would know that. Avoid blue light and screens 1 hour at least before bed. You can buy blue blocker glasses off Amazon for like $12. And that's what I have. And I put that on before I look at my phone or iPad in the evening. Of course, finish all caffeine by 12. All exercises should be done 4 hours before bedtime. But the things that really raise it, alcohol before bedtime is 5 to 10 beats a minute. Now, he doesn't say how many hours. When I do have my drink, it's usually about 4:15. So I am building some 3 hours in there. Secondly, of course, anxiety and stress. Late day caffeine raises it 2 to 5 beats per minute. Evening exercise is 4 to 10 beats a minute. Nicotine, 10 beats a minute. Duh. Dehydration will be 5 beats a minute. High room temperature will add 5 beats a minute. Absolutely know that. When the winter comes, I see tending to lower beats per minute because I'm keeping my thermostat on 65 degrees, and certain meds certainly will elevate that. Thank you,
Brian
Johnson.
By the way,
on
my Android, you have a blue filter, a blue light filter on those phones, so I just turn my blue light filter on.
Good. Yeah. Yes, that's also the other option. I like that. I have mine on too with blue blocker glasses, so I have blue blockers that are blocking blue and everything else.
That sounded smart.
I know that
you
was.
You put that really, it was a very coherent, well thought out, declarative statement, sir.
I appreciate you. Yep.
I'm glad you're in charge of the plane.
All right, Robin.
Oh, look, there's a mountain. Yay.
What's that goat doing up there?
Absolutely.
Pull up. Hey, you know when we buy beef and it says grass fed on the label? And yeah, I mean, Costco's got it. Everybody's got it these days. But some beef labels simply say grass fed. But what they do is they finish off the cow with grains. And what happens, there was a guy, you remember the band Alabama? Well, I know you do.
Yeah.
The guy that was tall with a beard, he owned a farm down in Alabama, and he came to Nutrition World. it had to have been 25 or 30 years ago, and he was growing organic beef. And he told me that he showed me the study that when you do 1 to 2 weeks of grain fed at the end of a cow's life, it changes most of the fats from healthy to unhealthy. The grain is what makes it go from an omega-3 to omega-6, and it only takes 2 weeks to do that. We don't want grain-fed cows. So 100% grass-fed needs to be said, or grass-finished with certifications on the label. And the American Grass-Fed Association, which stands for AGA, does set the strongest standard, which requires independent audits and no feedlot confinement. So that if you saw something that had American Grass-Fed Association, you could trust it. Organic beef is not the same as grass-fed because of that grain issue. So it's hard. What do? Well, you could find a farmer that you trust. We do. We have three or four farmers in Nutrition World who brings us the beef, and we know exactly how they're processing, how they're not using antibiotics, how they're hopefully doing everything
but
right.
But this is how, in my opinion, how the hope of health is laundered through certifications. I hate to say that. I trust the things that you do because I have seen you and your team pull stuff when the certifications don't match what is they say it does. But this is why, again, not only did I read the two different things on canola oil earlier, this is why it's so frustrating because I look at, I'm busy, I look down, oh, it's a certified organic, boom, move on. Mm-hmm. Again, they launder health, the perception of health, through a falsely created certification. They stamp it on something, and all of a sudden, I think I'm buying one thing, and I'm, yay, Clint, and next thing you're telling me, oh, it's no, and I'm like, God, darn it.
Well, that's 50% true at best. There are
donuts never have a bad label on it.
They don't. They're not certified to do anything.
That's exactly
why
they meet my expectations. So, but I guess I'll finish that thought up. That's why I like what you do.
Well, thank you.
I'm just saying, y'all. You find this stuff out, and if you figure out there they've created a loophole, you either tell the consumer or you pull it.
Yes.
Go find a different provider.
That brought me up to the comment that when we had Dwayne in here from the Hemp House last week or the week before, and we talked about the disaster of how the bill that reopened the country, also they snuck in underneath it was the 12 months from now was the elimination on a federal level of any of the CBDs, the Delta 8s or this or that's that had any psychoactive compounds to it. And I said during the show, I said, you know what? I bet you it was the alcohol people. He sent me a complete certification. It was the alcohol industry that put that bill in because their business is down 30%. Why? Because those products, the CBD products, they're not perfect, but they're healthier than excessive alcohols. Do they need to be sold at gas stations? No, they do not. There needs to be a middle ground. This was interesting. I found on this research, it said that advanced MRI scans now reveal that your brain's waste clearing system slows down years before symptoms like tremors, stiffness, and memory loss appears. Mm. I had this analogy once I thought of. I've been to Disney a few times. It's pristine, and you never see a piece of garbage anywhere. Just imagine if the night crew, which you know is who really cleans it, didn't show up for 3 days or three nights. It would look pretty disheveled, there's no doubt.
Very quickly.
Yeah. Well, the brain does the same thing because at night is when it does its house cleaning. And supporting your brain system, which has to be through deep sleep and REM, regular exercise, hydration, and toxin avoidance like seed oils is very important. But here's kind of what it was kind of bothersome a little bit because they're saying that when you start... one of the earliest clues that something is wrong is a strange sleep disorder that causes people to move, shout, or strike out while dreaming. I've known some people who've said they've done that. This condition, known as isolated REM sleep disorder behavior, isn't just restless sleep. It's the first visible sign of a deep neurological problem. Research now shows that nearly everyone diagnosed with it, which is the screaming out, the shouting, the moving, striking out, will develop Parkinson's or dementia or what's called with Lewy bodies, both linked to how well your brain has failed to clear the waste. And it says one of the tips is you have to sleep on your side. You do not sleep on your back.
And I hate to do this, but we need to go to a break so you can come back and finish up the other tips you have for us, sir.
Hey, that is a smart idea. Yeah. Man. All right. This is Vital Health Radio, empowering you to take charge of your health. More after the break.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Hey, Chattanooga, are you ready for some SEC college football? Well, we are. I'm Sean Whitfield. Join Stephen Hargis, sports editor with the Times Free Press, and me each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. for College Football Radio on Rock 103.7. Start your SEC college football game day with us. We'll talk nothing but SEC college football. College Football Radio on Rock 103.7 each Saturday morning at 9 a.m., a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's a regional leader that really stands out, the Vascular Institute. Why are we your easy button for care? At the Vascular Institute, we put you in control. Self-referrals are not just welcome, they're encouraged for maximum convenience and flexibility for all. No more waiting in the dark. We offer timely appointments to address your symptoms promptly. Your health is our priority, and we understand the importance of swift action. Experience the team of dedicated specialists who provide personalized care. If you're looking for more than just care, if you're looking for the leaders in their field, choose the Vascular Institute, your trusted care provider, and experience the VIC difference today. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Listen up, Chattanooga. Mandy Livingston, General Manager for Optimize You. Have you been feeling like you aren't the man or woman you used to be? Have you been told it's normal and comes with age? Well, I'm here to put that talk to rest. At Optimize You, we are a hormone replacement center that specializes in both men and women's hormones. We believe that normal is not optimal. Find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio. I'm Ed Jones, joined again by my good friend, co-host Clint Powell. And let's keep the conversation going, even though I was on a roll and I almost ran out of time. But Robin saved Batman again. Here we go. I'm going to finish up my comment about the toxins within the brain that can predict a lot of the dementia, Parkinson's, and Lewy body problems that come from the brain not detoxing. Well, here's some of the steps to help that. I mentioned that one of the big ones, I didn't know this, was sleeping on your side rather than your back or your stomach. And if you even have to use a body pillow, do that. But the position helps fluid move more easily through the same left side brain areas that showed early signs of dysfunction in Parkinson's and Lewy body dementia risk studies. Very, very important. Your body does need a steady circulation to make all this move around. So choosing the right foods, of course, are very important. And again, not eating seed oils. Those are vitally important. So that's the close on that. So sleep on your left side tonight, Clint Powell.
I do sleep on my side.
Good.
Yeah.
Then what? Then there's something else wrong then, I guess.
Oh, yeah. The list is long on that side. We only have a minute left. We don't have that kind of time.
All right. Well, that wraps it up for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio. So remember, you can always catch up on past shows anytime on your podcast platforms or visit us online at Vital Health Radio. So on behalf of Clint Powell, myself, and John Whitfield, who allows us to have this wonderful show for over 7 years, and the incredible team of 37 staff members at Nutrition World, we sincerely thank you for spending part of your day with us. Until next time, take care, stay healthy. We'll see you right back here on Vital Health Radio.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake with your hosts, Ed Jones and Clint Powell. For past shows and more information, check out our website, vitalhealthradio.com. You can also find us on your favorite podcast platform. Search Vital Health Radio Download. This broadcast has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.